Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think I mentioned it. I'm just so fortunate to be able to have done this for as long as I did. In a great city and at two great universities, and I'm very appreciative of what they have given me. But certainly, the game of basketball has given me way more than I gave to it, and I'm grateful for, again, very grateful for my opportunity.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Fran Dunphy, now retired after 30 years at Penn and then Temple. Temple losing to Belmont in the first four in Dayton on Tuesday night. What a legacy he leaves behind, not just in Philadelphia, but in the sport itself. 580 wins and a coaching tree that's extensive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coach was talking to Dana Jacobson on True TV following the first couple games there in Dayton. So we're underway in March Madness and, incidentally, also underway in Major League Baseball. We got our first base runner of the year. Seattle and Oakland are playing in the Tokyo Dome right now. We're pleased to welcome Lee Klein, who's a former assistant at both Texas and Rhode Island under Tom Penders and is now a member of the dark side, the analysis, the college basketball, the army of analysts right now that are trying to see how this different field is going to go. Coach, it's great to talk to you for a couple of minutes. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's great that we're on this run here. 3 weeks, we'll crown a national champion, and it's the field versus Duke, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so we'll get back to that. But because you were also a coach, I would really love to hear your opinion of the legacy that Coach Dunphy leaves. What did he mean to the sport?
I had a chance to catch up with Coach earlier this year. And, you know, he talked about being in the same house since 1984, and in coaching that just doesn't happen. And it was just so humble, true establishment in the coaching profession, somebody who was so giving of himself, mentoring other coaches. And then when you consider that Coach Martelli will no longer be at St. Joe's, as they made that announcement yesterday, now, you know, the Big Five as we've known it, the faces that represented these schools are just changing so dramatically.
So you said Duke against the field. How fair is that? When you think about Duke on one side, the field on the other, who would you take?
I'm rooting for the field just because that's what I do. But this is the same vibe as we had 5 years ago when Kentucky came into the tournament undefeated, you know, as an undefeated team, and you sat there and you tried to analyze, you know, who could beat them. And that's what we're looking at with this Duke team, who could beat them. And we know when they're clicking with four pros, four first-round picks on it, three in the top five, that they're really hard to beat. But they do have some deficiencies from beyond the arc, and it'll be a question of matchups and can somebody, force Duke out of what they do best.
So as a former coach, as somebody who can look at it from a coach's perspective, I'm intrigued by this. Do you attempt to corral and contain Zion? Because he's a load. I mean, it's not just the talent, it's the size and it's the bulk and it's the way that he uses his body. Do you attempt to do that, or do you focus on the other four guys on the court and hope that Zion can't beat you alone?
Yes, right? You try to do everything, including force him to continue. Make him go to his right, keep him out of being able to spin to his left, which he does so well, putting a body on him on the glass every single time, running interference is what you have to do there, as well as you really have to get back in transition because, him in transition from what he does defensively and stealing the ball and just the how electric he is just makes it so tough. To me, the X factor in some ways is, you know, it's really the outside shooting of Duke, mm-hmm. because when they're hitting threes, and it starts probably with Cam Reddish, now you have these driving lanes for Zion. Now you can't really pack it in. R.J. Barrett loves to be able to drive it to the rim as well. So if Duke can extend the defense with having success beyond the arc, that's what makes them just so much more difficult. So I think you got to make it as difficult as possible for Zion, and you've got to force Trey Jones into being a shooter and being a guy that is going to take the shots. You've seen him do it on some occasions, but you got to pick your poison.
Lee Klein's a former assistant at Texas and Rhode Island, now part of the army of analysts and journalists, and helping us look at the bracket that will take full effect come Thursday at noon Eastern. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So talk about Duke versus the field. But when you look at the other teams, maybe some of the top seeds, who else do you believe has a really strong path, good shot at winning the title?
Well, to me, the way the bracket's set up, I think Virginia's got a great chance to be in the Final Four. I think that, they're not going to come in overlooking anyone, that's for sure. And they've got DeAndre Hunter back. And their team, unique team that's a top five team in shooting the three and defending it. So they've got versatility in scoring. They've got the ability to, do a great job, clearly, defensively. Virginia, to me, is a team that is Final Four bound through the South bracket. And then it won't be as easy, but I think the West is Gonzaga's to lose. I think Gonzaga has the best opportunity to continue. Of course, they'll have to do it through the FDU Knights, as
right.
we saw last night, one of our local teams, and just a great story. But I think Gonzaga and Virginia are two, and to me, the other number one seed, North Carolina, to me, they're the quickest out. In the field.
Why are they susceptible?
Twofold. We saw them struggle shooting the three against Duke twice now. We saw it this last game. We saw it in Cameron. To me, and the other piece of it is that, it's going to take, for North Carolina to advance, it's going to take Coby White being willing to maybe, to make the extra pass and do the extra thing that you don't get credit for. And I don't know if he's ready for that at this point, because it seems as we saw in the Duke game, whether it been trying to, needing to feed Cam Johnson in a key possession or at the end of the game, he wants to be the guy. And I think that teams that have success, their point guards understand that you got to make the best play. It's not always you. And so I think that's just a maturation point that I'm not sure he's at this time.
Always this time of the year, we're looking for the Cinderella. We're looking for the double-digit seed who can maybe not get to the Final Four, but make some noise, make this be the true definition of March Madness. What double-digit seed do you see out there that could make a run?
I'm going to say Oregon. The Ducks, who are now, the much maligned Pac-12, now here we go, right? I think Oregon's in a great position to play a Wisconsin team. They're a hot team. And to me, with Kansas State not going to have the service of Dean Wade, I think UC Irvine can take Kansas State down, and you can end up with an Oregon-UC Irvine matchup, and Oregon can move forward. So I think they're, look, it's all a roll of the dice here. They got to play it. They got to play the game. To me, Oregon is intriguing. I look forward to seeing Murray State in Hartford tomorrow and being able to see them match up against Marquette. I think that's a team that can win a game, and who knows. And then from there, Yale, is playing this LSU team, this team that's carrying so much throughout the whole season, from the death of Wade Sims to what's going on now with the coach. To me, Yale's in a position to win a game and maybe upset LSU. So those are some of the double-digit seeds that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
So, Lee, I just saw this scientific study that really does show there's a direct correlation between the lack of knowledge and success in your bracket. So in other words, people who know basketball really well tend to overthink it, and March Madness just belies that every time. So we know that you are part of this effort to make March Madness and busted brackets not quite so painful. It's rtbrackets.com, and I am intrigued by this because I've never done this before, but what is a live bracket? How does it work?
So it's so smart. Sports Illustrated real-time bracket now providing, like we used to do with the great trivia games where we're at Red Robin, and as the clock is ticking and you can make an adjustment as it goes on. Now you could go, as you're watching the game, you can go and switch live to, so you have Virginia to win the Final Four or to be in the Final Four like I just told you this year, and you see they're losing, you could switch off them real-time and get credit for it. So this way, you know, who wants to be out in the first weekend? This is a three-week thing. You want to be able, you want to stay alive, so you can make, you know, if you make that winning call sooner, you get more points, and you also, your sheet of integrity, you still get points for your original pick. So it's sort of like a dual track, two leaderboards, twice the fun. You're never out of it. So that's the beauty of this. Sports Illustrated real-time bracket.
Ah, okay, so rtbrackets.com. And is this an app that you put on your phone?
Sure, you can have the app. You could do it web-based. But you're saying goodbye to Busted Brackets. And that's in this way, you know, it makes you a lot more confident as an analyst as well.
I guess, because you can do a little bit of a switch and maybe nobody ever notices. But this is the thing, though. I feel like in March Madness, if you're really good at it, something's wrong. Like, if your bracket looks really goodly, then we're not getting the craziness that we always do.
Right. When you have the people, and you see it every time. My dad's a great example. You know, I go and look at it. I said, did you pick it? He said, yeah. And he'll show me his sheet, and he's got, you know, four number ones in the Final Four, and it's like, yeah, these are the best teams. I said, yes, that's why they were ranked number one. That's why they're one seeds. But that's you know what fun would that be? You want to have a little, you
yes.
want Cinderella to get her moment. So that's, you know, that's what makes this so beautiful, because anything can happen in one game. And we've seen it time and time again.
For sure. Well, we appreciate a couple of minutes. You can follow Lee on Twitter at L-E-I-G-H-A-L-A-N Klein, K-L-E-I-N. So just look him up. Google him, Lee Klein. And then it's rtbrackets.com, so that you don't have to be out in the first round. Instead, you can adjust and you can stay in it all the way through the Final Four in the national championship. Lee, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.